What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. How you feeling, brother?
I feel good, man. Shake back.
Yeah.
Jump back, shake back.
Yeah. How do we even open?
Listen.
Right. How you open this thing? Oh, it's bugging me out with the headphones, but this is like how it's, this is literally where it started for me in this room. Not necessarily, kind of similar angles, different equipment. Yeah. I did have the camera that's on me now. Maybe not. I think that cam back there, which you guys can't see. I might put a picture in there, but
yeah.
Equipment has been upgraded. Skill set has been upgraded. Got help,
man.
Accountability,
man.
How you end of the year, man?
End of the year, man. We wrapping this thing up, just like you say. It started in here for me. My first episode interview was right here in this room, man. It's shake back.
Yeah, I think the orientation was a little different.
Yeah.
We at the high top table.
Absolutely.
So we evolve.
We evolve.
That's how it works, man. But just publicly always giving flowers, making sure we on record with that, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Cause man,
this is at the time of this recording at 90 up, you know, that was a push for it. It's still a push for 100.
Yeah.
I had to reprioritize some things.
Absolutely.
I can't be on here talking about be there, be present.
Right,
and I'm out the loop with everything going on in my house because I'm worried about trying to do everything else. But I feel good. I feel accomplished. I feel like the show, the network is heading in the right direction. I'm excited for right now.
Yeah,
I don't even want, like it's still some, like I still got a couple invoices pending.
Yeah,
I ain't writing 23.
Good stuff. Money in the bank.
I ain't writing 23 off just yet. But
no.
At the time of this recording, man, we're a few days out. By the time it goes up,
yeah,
you will have celebrated a birth anniversary.
Absolutely, absolutely. We in there. That's a couple of days out, and another victory of Tampa Bay over the Saints as well. By that time. I'm going to go ahead and claim it now. It hadn't happened yet, but by the time this recording is released, that will be so.
Yeah, I mean, some of us are not, we, you know, we kind of solidified. We kind of in there. We're not really chasing.
I'd be careful.
I'd
be careful because y'all play Tampa Bay the first round. Don't do this.
I'm talking about getting in.
See,
let's reintroduce. Matter of fact, let's open the show because we I'm totally undisciplined, but put a pin in this. But welcome to the Dear Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life, so no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
Let's get right back to
Let's
it.
Let's get right
so
back
what,
to
what
it.
So what I'm saying, we got to make sure the audience understands in real time is that I'm a realist. I'm not a cowboy fanatic.
But you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, though.
Yeah.
So you feel
with
like...
proper expectations.
So man,
you might not be used to that.
No.
I mean, we live next door, so I thought you was used to it.
No. I agree. I give you your credit on that.
We made the playoffs, but we on the road. I already know what that is. So I'll watch that game.
You know who it is, though.
Whatever.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's fine.
You cool with that?
How wouldn't I be? Y'all got to get in.
We in.
Are you?
What?
It changes every week. Everybody everybody got the same record.
Watch this. What's the meme with us? Watch this.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah, I feel it.
You know,
I feel it.
Have it shake out. You know,
yeah.
I still rock with my partner, coach for the Saint.
Yes.
I wish him best. But if he leave there next year, I wish him best wherever he goes.
Absolutely. I wish him the best wherever he goes. We have space in Tampa, actually. He can come on over there.
That wouldn't be. I mean, Dallas could use it. I wouldn't even.
I don't know what to do with that. I'm feeling yourself over there. But
no.
Your head
coach. Players. It's the players. Because, I mean, what brought me back to reality is before the Miami game, they were playing, like, interview clips. And they asked all the leaders of the teams, What's going on with you guys on the road? All of them said, I don't know.
How you fix what you don't know?
Are you concerned? I mean,
we don't know.
In unison, we're saying that?
Boss hadn't told us yet. Boss hadn't told us.
Anywho.
Speaking of which, that's a good segue into, I don't want to say we're in strange times right now, because obviously it'll be strange to people that are in denial of how life works and how life's cycles work. But I think it's an old country saying, same soup reheated, man. It's a matter of
same
karma.
Spoon.
You could say life. You could say what comes around goes around. Yeah. You can say done in the dark comes to the light. There's a million sayings that apply to a lot of information and a lot of scandals that are hitting the airwaves right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be clear not to convict anybody that isn't convicted, but there are takeaways that are, because these are men.
Right.
I mean, what we're going to be focusing on, these are men, these are stories of men. And, you know, as you grow, as you progress, we were talking a little bit before we got started on that ego, man.
Ooh.
And I had to, you know, check myself, like, when I was the guy.
Yes.
When I was the guy, I tried to be mindful of it, but there's probably some instances where I didn't give enough grace, or my character wasn't as strong as it should have been.
And I
thought that I had the latitude to treat somebody a certain way or to speak to them a certain way because of my title. So I'm acutely aware of it. It's not akin to what's being accused or what the accusations are floating. So I'm not suggesting that.
Right.
But I would dare to say that those are gateways, right?
Yes.
You get a little bit of power, you test it out. Get a little bit more power, you test it out. At some point, you get to a place where you feel like there's no repercussions for how you live, because it becomes your lifestyle at that point. But
You're beating on your chest saying, who gonna check me? Who gonna check me?
Men sound like the women at this point.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah. But that's it's a real thing. So we're we're using the stories. If you've followed us, you know we haven't been chasing current events.
No.
That hasn't been our thing. I think there's an opportunity. And we've talked about what our take is on it.
Right.
And maybe in my mind, I'm just overcomplicating it, but like we're going to do today, let's just pull the lessons from the headlines, not the
the gossip hype, of the story.
Yeah, man.
You know, because there are life lessons in there. And that's the biggest thing that the platform has focused on that I'm happy about and proud of, is trying to avoid saying, I wish I knew then what I know now, and addressing it in real time. And this is another instance of the possibility, because, again, we're not convicting anyone, but the possibility of mistakes possibly having been made. And now the onlookers, we can draw lessons, even if it comes out that there are inaccuracies or whatever the case may be. There's still a lesson there, even in the fictitious side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you play the role out and say, in the event that this is true, how can something like this be avoided?
Yeah.
What changes this? How do you help people that are dealing with these types of scenarios in their careers or their lives or decisions they have to make for survival? Because you got to realize, on one hand, this is a perhaps an ego-driven individual, man or woman, that they're pulling moves based on their power, ego, or struggle or stroke that they have, and the other person going along to get along.
Yeah.
And so now the critics will critique you for, well, why now, 20 years later, you have something to say about something you did, but then when they go back and say, you know, were you physically forced? I wasn't physically forced, but I was situationally forced.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Right.
And both happened. We're not, again.
Right.
Don't draw any conclusions.
Please, no.
Sentence by sentence. We'll get to,
yeah.
We'll get to positions on a lot of stuff. But even with that, man, I want to say to hopefully it'll generate a thought later in the conversation. Being on the periphery, what they call the periphery, like just like being adjacent to the situation,
yeah,
and being silent,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't do it, but you're aware of it, right? And sometimes, like it's the whole. When is it your business to mind?
Man.
Right?
Right.
Because even, you know, there's standing by idly watching something happen that you know is wrong, right? Trying to turn a blind eye. Then there's walking away from it knowing that something's happening, right? I don't know which is... It's for conversation because I don't want to say worse, which is worse because... Anytime that there's abuse of any sort, like that's unacceptable.
Right.
So whether you got away from it or whether you stood by idly, I think, I don't know what that feels like to be in that situation.
Right. And it goes deeper than just professionally. There are family members that have had to resort to family teachings of, This is this couple's love language, this abuse. So I've heard men have to say, just don't tell me about it because I'm going to intervene. Now, me and this guy, we beefing, you know, we're at odds forever from this point.
Yeah.
But you forgive this person the next day and y'all are back, quote unquote, on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Because
right. I'm never good with him again now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, just knowing about it, whether it was me intervening or not.
Right.
Because you can find out about something after it happens and you make a decision based on that. I'm not saying you're sitting in the living room ignoring what's going on in the, you know, in the kitchen.
Right.
But like, it's a wrap for me. I don't even want to be associated with that type of energy or that type of character, because what your mind consumes, your character assumes.
Correct.
You don't know how far you go until you're in a situation, and if you've been okay with situations adjacent to you happening a certain way and not taking responsibility and accountability, it's probably going to rub off on you,
right?
At some point,
so, right?
I don't know. Pick one, man. It's messy out there and the internet is messy, and I'm not suggesting this is going to get a million views. We're not trying to get a million views because of the topics that we're talking about, but just so again, not convicting anybody, not indicting anybody. There's no judgment for us to have.
Right.
Let's start with, if it's not true, what kind of world are we living in where you can create this kind of, you can wreak this kind of havoc on a person from a post?
The anxiousness of breaking the news. You know, we live in that society, man. Everybody wants to be the news breaker.
Right.
That's why you've seen instances where there have been, you know, people passing away.
Mm.
Someone wants to be the first person to say it on the internet,
right,
just because they're a celebrity before the family has even been notified. So let's, you know, staying on topic, same thing. Everyone's so interested in the shock or the I can't believe that happened, or it's so bad, or that's so ridiculous that I'll listen to that. But that then when the person's name is cleared, I've seen this. You can look at the athletes, the Angel Reese's, et cetera, that when you thought that it was a negative situation and wasn't going in that person's favor, the mob instantly joined, merged, and attacked. But then when that person's name was cleared or the situation blew over and passed over, now you'll see that same mob. They're going about their business, you know, and then you'll hear quotes about, I want the apology to be as loud as the offense. You know, you were just as loud, you know, when you were jumping up and down and following and trending when you thought it was a situation. And now if there's emphatic proof that this is not the case, this is not what took place, And now you just kind of walk away like, oh, my bad. No. It's not, oh, my bad. Like they say, once you ball up a piece of paper, it's never a perfect piece of paper anymore. Right.
And that's one of the things that resonates with me that Charlamagne says is nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining.
Yeah, right? That's a fact.
And I'm not taking credit for that, but we're so enthralled, so desirous of being entertained at whatever cost that we, as a society, like we don't even see real people as real people.
No.
Right.
Right.
And I get that there's some acceptance of what comes with the job, right? If you're going to be popular, like that, you've seen it play out before, you know what potentially could happen. It doesn't make it right. So there's some level of, and maybe acceptance isn't the right word, but awareness that you should have that these things can happen.
Right.
But it amazes me that, like, we don't even feel anymore.
We don't.
We don't feel at all because everything has been reduced. Everything has been so normalized. Life has become so numbing because of what we see so much of.
I agree.
Right. It would be interesting to hear a conversation of our children at 40 and 45 talking about how the world has changed because it's hard for me to believe that it could be the gap from where we were, what we saw to what we know, that theirs could be that much worse.
Well,
because they're born into it. But right. I guess our parents would probably say.
And those before them I think technology now is going to play a huge part in the next evolution of that thing. I would not be surprised because of the trajectory that we're on right now. I would not be surprised if there's some type of games or system that comes about that actually is detrimental to a person's livelihood. You know what I mean? Like all of these reality shows.
I'm about to say more things because there are things now.
Pass away. Non-existent. Extinct. And we would think. I'd like to think that our society is not so far gone now that to us, that sounds preposterous. Like, you're kidding me. We would never do that as human beings. But then there's a lot of things that's on the radio right now that wouldn't have been on the airways 10 years ago, 15 years ago. The fines and the outrage that would have taken place that are now commonalities. They're the known norms. And because we didn't grow up in that scenario, we're blown away by it when we hear it. Some of the stuff that they're actually allowed to say just on the radio, driving down the street in the car, man, the stuff that they're allowed to play, movies, shows, yeah. Videos, language, new censorship, things that were censored then, they've cleared those things now that it's now, oh, that's a common word that's no longer PG-13. Mm. That's PG to where now they're actually trying to express that PG is parental guidance.
Right.
So, yeah, there's some things in there, but you as the parent should guide if it's okay with your kid.
Yeah, the goalpost keeps moving and it's hard to sometimes what I struggle with is like, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Between understanding that times are changing because we probably talked about it before. Like my parents are different people than they were when I was a teenager.
Right.
Because
right.
They had 30 more years of life to understand and have different perspectives or expand perspectives on things. But it's like, we're almost at a point now where the default is everything's fine.
Yeah.
Until it's not.
Until it's not.
But then it is because there's already enough. There's a whole tribe that says it's fine. And then we try to, you know, make those, call them outliers when somebody goes against the new norm.
Right.
And we definitely talked about the pace of information. I just, you know, what an interesting thing that I saw, Marcus Brownlee, he's a YouTuber and beyond, but he's like a tech reviewer. So when new things come out, Meta or all these companies have new things come out, they have glasses that incorporate AI.
Right. I've seen it.
So you say there's a prompt that you have to give. Hey, can you tell me about this thing that I'm looking at? And it gives you a bunch of information.
Yes.
Like that's old technology today because it's out. Anything that's out is old to me, right? They just have to, they drip it to society and find a way to monetize it. And just like the iPhone, the update for the 20, they know what it is now.
They know what it is.
But it's four more evolutions of billions of dollars to get on releases before that happens. But can you imagine like that being the norm? Like for me, in like my workflow, AI is becoming the norm.
Yes.
Like I need you to help me with this. What does the what information is out there about this thing?
And I don't care what industry you're in, transportation, logistics, truck driver, hands on. Oh, there's nothing they can do. Absolutely, there's something you can do. You know, if you're dealing with plotting out your road trip, your pre-trip, your log books, your insurance information, your data, you know, how much fuel you consume. And if you're not using AI and modern technology to stay up on these things, you're behind the curve. And those that are using it now, they have an edge on you and they'll be able to restructure what their price points are effectively and then go to the customer and say, I'll legitimately outbid this other freight carrier and still make a profit. You know, it's different when you're just taking a stab at it and then you went too low. Yeah. Now you've priced yourself out of business, but you've actually done these true calculations and I can truly legitimately outbid my competitor.
Yeah.
That's a different environment. So if you're not, I don't care what you're doing. If you think you're safe from AI and technology, you've basically thought your way out of the game already.
I went down I spiraled down a hole on YouTube. Cause I pressed play on one of the videos about, Puffy, whatever he calls himself now.
Right.
And I watched one video and I watched another video. About three videos later, I realized that the voice was actually the same. It was just repackaged information.
Yeah.
It's not even a person narrating the thing. Like it's an AI generated. I mean, I'm sure I don't even know if somebody even had to type anything. They probably just gave him some props and gave him some, like, what do you think about this? Or what would be a controversial opinion about this? And I'm like, man. So AI is embedded and everything.
Absolutely.
And then when you watch these things, like it changes like the algorithm record and it starts serving you these things. And the more that something's in front of you, I guess the tougher it is to pass on it. So I've been guilty of not even listening for the sake of it being real information.
Right.
But it drew me in. And I had to take a real pause. Like, number one, let's see what the evidence says. But number two, I don't know these people.
I don't know these people.
So I can't watching a video or listen to somebody else's opinion typically wouldn't help me judge their character.
Right.
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 I'm typically either indifferent or I know you.
Right. 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 That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if I don't, why am I supposed to follow along so closely that I'm trying to see the outcome of your last 12 decisions and your next five.
Right. Right.
You know, so I agree.
So let's pull that thread on not necessarily getting messy, but like, what is the concern for our sons that will date women that we expect to be successful? We expect to have options. The more technology is available, the more options you have, the more, I mean, it like you can reach a different, you can reach a woman wherever.
Right.
Right. And you can be whatever persona you want to be.
Right.
And I just think about, like, how do you get there? You know what I'm saying? And again, taking accountability for where I've gone off the rails from my perspective.
Right.
Again, nothing like what's being alleged right now. But like, what concerns you about what's going to be available to our sons and what's going to be available to those that want to see our sons fail?
That's interesting, because the biggest issue or focus that I would point out is more so now than ever in the past, the importance of teaching and learning who you truly are. That way, at the end of the day, when you're saying be true to yourself, it's just not a cliche. It's just not a saying. And what I mean by that is we'll continuously see where the world literally now is at your fingertips. They used to tell us that as children, but it was a saying and a slogan. But that's actually the truth now, more so than ever.
Yeah.
So now if I'm sitting in Texas in the United States of America, but I can literally have a face to face just about conversation with a lady over in Switzerland.
Right.
And I don't know what their culture is. They don't know what my culture is, but you've studied certain things to come at me at a certain angle. Mm. So now it's speaking to me a certain way. And I think you're being genuine and I bite. And now all of this fly out, I fly to you, you fly to me, right. Whatever the case. And so now we're moving with all of these preset notions of this is my expectancy. And I'm headed somewhere with this. Another issue that's surfacing on social media is all of this. We're not having in-depth conversations about expectation. Mm. And what I mean by that is you see these guys, they're posting videos where they're paying or funding to fly a woman across the country to whatever city or state they're in.
Right.
And then once they're there, wine, dine, whatever the case may be, date. And now the expectancy of, I thought this was going to be a physical interaction.
Right.
And these women are saying, hey, I don't like your approach and your presentation. That's not what I signed up for. Mm. Well, have you taught your son? Again, no means no. At the end of the day, I don't care what's going on. I don't care how much bread you've spent or put on the table. No means no. But where do we draw the line of the character of whose fault is it at that point? Mm. And this conversation is important because do you fault the woman? Because now you're looking at her as a user saying, hey, nothing in life is free. What did you expect? Why did you think this guy was showing this level of interest to invest in you in this way to come over here? You didn't even know this stranger enough to know if he'd pull something like this on you. Or do you point the finger at the young man, or is it a dual responsibility? You point the finger at the young man of when things don't go your way in life, do you abandon ship? Do you just disrespect or push a person in the face, mush her in the face to say, not angry. Physically, of course.
But no, I mean, but that's the thing.
I'm not paying for you to get back. I just canceled your flight. I'd find your way, get an Uber back to the airport. It all goes bad because we're in the right now gratification era. Mm. Everybody wants everything right now. Those two people have an agenda of what they want out of this interaction.
Yeah.
I want to see a new city. I want to go to a restaurant I haven't been to and eat and travel, et cetera, shop, spend money. That's not my money. I want this. I don't care about money, but I do care about physical interaction. This is a new person, notch, whatever you want to call it or how you want to approach it, that I don't have access to this woman in my city. I'm going to get her here. These other boys around here hadn't seen this. This is a new something to look at that y'all hadn't seen. You see what I'm saying? Everybody, it's a game back to the catch, that conversation we had. Mm. So when you're seeking to be the catch or the prize, you're back in a game.
So the thing about it is that as you were talking about, I was like, man, each party is shaping an experience in their mind that they have. They don't have enough information to come to any conclusion.
Right.
But they've convinced themselves that this is how it's going to be for me. This is what I believe. So that you're not at war with yourself internally for even going through with it.
Right.
Because, you know, there's something odd about it.
Yes.
Right. Even if you're the guy flying the girl out, why is she coming?
Why is she coming?
Why is she anxious to come? Or even if it took a, like, what is...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's actually her expectation. That's as great of a fear for me, is that if she get there and you weren't on that type of time where you're trying to, you know, you're trying to bust it down, and like that's the only thing you really were trying to get to know her. And then she online talking about this lame that flew me out. He ain't even trying to do nothing.
Yeah, I'm on two separate pages.
And then you gotta wear what comes with that, man. It's
effective communication. And who's lying? Because you could say we did have effective. I told her.
Yeah.
I told him. I didn't read the signs right. I didn't think you were serious. Or when I saw you, it didn't match up to what I thought I was looking at online. And now, whatever the case, eventually the change is the change. Whatever the new tone is, you have to be in a place where it's not going in my favor. Back to male ego. Male ego and pride is a drug. I tell people that all the time. And that's not to let any women off the hook about if they make a certain type of decision. I'm a man, so I can speak as a man about men, that my ego has gotten the best of me at times. My pride has gotten the best of me at times, where things that I should let slide or blow over or look the other way, I just on principle didn't allow it to.
Yeah, I'm just now, 2023, I can say more consistently than any other year, I'm cool with getting cut off.
Yeah.
I'm not, but there's nothing after it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It might be because, you know, thank God for growth. But another part of the conversation I want to go back to is the importance of the people that are around you. Mm-hmm. Right. We both have sons that are juniors going to senior year. I have a daughter that's graduating this year, a daughter that's already out of high school. And I got two younger ones, you know, coming up behind them. And I've seen the difference in my oldest daughter growing through friend circles.
Yes.
And what impact it's had. And, you know, how my second oldest and then my son. Let's talk about the how the people around you impact you, whether you want it to or not.
There's no way around it. That's just like people that don't like to be rained on. But if it's raining outside, I have to go outside. I have to interact with my environment. My ecosystem will mold me. It will form who I am. If I dislike it or if I agree with it, you know, that's just like a valid, valid question I saw you posed on social media about asking if tolerance and acceptance was the same thing.
Yeah.
I can tolerate something, but not accept it.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of people, or the few people that weighed in, like, it was a good conversation.
Absolutely.
That was, I was genuinely curious, but every response kind of, it's like, oh, I didn't consider it from that angle because I'm not that person. But a couple of them were saying that tolerance is always a reflection of a negative vibration, a negative feeling, or whatever you want to call it, because it's allowing something that you don't desire to be in or have a certain portion or control up to a point.
Right.
Where acceptance is a willingness to welcome that thing in. So it's typically from a positive perspective. And I was like, man, because it was a play on something that I posted before, and I just put tolerationships.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like to poke and provoke, you know, everything that I posted about what I'm going through. But I just like to understand how people think. And where that came from was like, when you introduce yourself to somebody, you're having small talk and you want to understand what their family life is, right? Are you married? Right.
Right.
How long you been married? 15 years. Oh man, that's awesome. It should be. It could be.
But not necessarily.
But how many years of that was tolerationship versus a healthy relationship?
True.
So that, I mean, that's just how my mind works. I'm always thinking about, like, why do we celebrate the things that we celebrate? And that really ties in to what we're talking about, is that we champion surface level thought, and then we're somehow shocked when we start thinking next level down. And then you have to realize that your life is in conflict with what you present.
Yes.
At times.
Yes.
So it was like the tolerance versus acceptance is, I wish I had a gauge on that as a teenager. Right? Like, it's, what do you do to be accepted?
Right. Right.
And are you confusing people accepting you with people tolerating you or keeping you around for a very specific purpose that's not in line with what you think is happening?
I promise. Because I look back as an adult on and reevaluated a couple of friendships I had as a child of a couple of people that I really thought were people who they were not, you know, just to keep it simple at that point. And looking back as we kind of got older and older and looked back at some of the decisions they were making, I truly thank God circumstances separated me from those people.
Yeah.
Because it was a problem and I didn't see it. You know, I heard it, but I didn't see it because it didn't affect me that way. But looking back, I'm proud and thankful that it went that way.
Yeah.
But sticking to, like you said, on the surface, it's one way and then beneath, back to the headlines that are out right now. Let's say it's true. Let's say
any of them, or you want to be specific? I'm cool either way.
Let's say that the pastoral figure is accurate. You know, because obviously there's more at stake.
Yeah.
You're talking the other instances are entertainers, but yet this other this main instance we're speaking on here is this person is more so viewed as you're helping me understand myself in a spiritual manner. Mm-hmm. Right. So I try to be mindful of, and I'm not perfect at this. I'm flawed. Human nature will intervene about being open to hearing what a message is from a person without always staring at who this person is.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's really, really hard because if we don't always know who we're talking to.
Mm.
And let's show you how that can bite you. Let's say you're walking, and I've seen it. There's a training video that they gave us at in a class that I took at UTA.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man that started a food truck, and he came across a homeless guy at a gas station, and he thought he was just helping a homeless guy. And so he went, bought the guy lunch, and sat down and had lunch with the guy under a light pole in the parking lot of this gas station, only to find out that this guy was this. Used to be a renowned CEO of some major corporation in charge of endless amounts of money. Surface, you would look at this guy and he'll tell you, hey, man, I see you trying to start that food truck. Be mindful of this, this, and this. Those are mistakes that you can make that'll crash that food truck. Human nature will make you look at that guy and say, says the guy sleeping under the bridge. I don't want to hear what you have to say about that. But then once you... We have to hear the credentials of who I'm talking to now value the information. Let's say I don't know anything about this guy's background, but yet what he's saying speaks to my soul, speaks to my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the biggest heathen on planet Earth, but because of some of the things you've endured, you're able to give me a certain message. Perhaps you're a vessel at that moment that the universe used you to deliver that message to me.
Yeah.
And it's a dual threat. Maybe it's a test of, are you going to receive this message no matter how you receive it? Or are you worried about the packaging you receive it? And that's, you brought up a valid point because, again, we don't discuss the shows, but I kind of mentioned that a little bit. And you brought up a valid point to be aware of. That doesn't excuse.
Yeah.
Let's say, for instance, it is accurate. And I don't want to rob you of your point.
Mm.
But let's not, in the event that something does go through, that things are accurate and true. Just because you do have valid and valuable messages that I'm able to benefit from, at that point, you cannot be allowed to skate or not face what comes with the fact that you are this type of person in society. Accountability.
Yeah. I think being a human is hard.
Yeah.
Harder than we give it credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're born as it, but that's like suggesting that if the Cowboys throw me a uniform, then I'm going to be of value to it.
Right, right.
I'm on a team, but I'm not a football player.
Right.
I got a uniform, but I'm not actually.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to draw from.
Yeah.
No high school, no college, no nothing. I'm just on the team, right?
Let alone
being on the field. And it is tough to empathize at times. It's tough to extend grace. It is just easier and more fulfilling to most to know somebody else is more troubled than you at the moment.
Right, right,
right,
right.
And the worse that it could go, the further away it takes you away from looking at the things that you really need to spend some time on correcting.
Absolutely.
And the other piece of it is, like, also, what is the redirect? Like all of, like, these things that are terrible in terms of the allegation.
Yeah.
That the allegation was lies against the person, and then what the actual things are. Terrible things. I don't want anybody to think I'm lost on that.
Right.
The reality is that person got caught. Or a story caught that person.
Right. 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 So now, come on out. They got us. Come on from under that porch, man. They caught us. They found us.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
By name.
Yeah.
Remember we was over there and we did that thing?
Yeah.
So it's the more we can look at somebody else and point at them, the less accountable we have to be to us.
Until.
It it's so easy to, most people that have a platform they stand on, like I'm going to die on this hill. A lot of that is built on things that aren't tough for them.
Right, right.
Like tomorrow I can join a stop smoking cigarettes campaign.
Because guess what?
I don't care.
I don't have a smoke cigarette.
I loathe them. Yeah. Like it's not hard to me. It has nothing to do with the actual, like, but oh, this is a thing that I can spend and it looks like I'm doing good.
Yes.
So well, what's confusing for me is, like, how does the accountability work? Because we were made aware of the wrongdoings, we also assume that the process of healing and forgiveness and evolving is owed to us.
Right.
And I can't say in certain situations that I haven't felt that way.
Right.
But I learned very early. My dad, several things I remember my dad told me. One thing he told me was not to worship people.
Correct. Oh, my goodness.
So I've never had, even, like, I think the closest, like, the most enthused I've been about a person that I never met was Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like we're going to fight if you think that he's not.
Right.
Jay Forsmall, the Jay Nas thing, I had a very specific position on that we don't, it's not.
Wow.
It's not even.
I dare not ask.
You don't have to.
That's
going to
be ridiculous.
Yeah. It's ridiculous to those that don't agree. Those that agree, understand. But
I can tell how you talking, what side of the fence you're on with that one.
That's beside the point. But even like that, as their lives start to show.
Yeah.
There are things that, had I known, I probably wouldn't have been so proud and pro either. Y'all can take a guess of whoever it is.
Yeah.
Greatest MC of all time. But,
wow.
But yeah, what are your thoughts on, like, what does the situation owe us?
It should be nothing, but and heavy emphasis on should. But because of how we are made, because we are human, because we make mistakes, perhaps this can help us, without us knowing, learn how to address our shortcomings. Because we all have shortcomings, and I'm not trying to justify anything anybody has going on. I'm just mindful of throwing that rock in my house made out of glass in any area. There's obviously something that every human being has going on or has had going on at some point or time in their life, or will in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you haven't come to your crossroad yet.
Keep saying good morning.
But I'm certain there's something in your life or in your child's life that you would absolutely cringe if the public
mm-hmm.
got wind of it. So with that, use that as the spirit of compassion
mm-hmm.
to allow this person to find their way or whatever they have. And that's your child.
Yeah.
That's you as a parent dealing with your children. Don't ever lose touch of that compassion of, man, what if my, under my closet, mm. had a spotlight on it from the time I was born to the time I closed my eyes, and the things that I would be less than proud of get flashed out to the world. Mm-hmm. I'd be mortified. So with that being said, it's not that this person or these people would owe, but I think it's more of the concern of some people say, oh, this is such a big lie to me that all of these other good things that have benefited, I've benefited in my life personally from living by this creed or this thought process, that was a lie too. How can you say that? Yeah. And you just admitted that it helped a part or a portion of your life. Perhaps this next portion is preparing you for something you're going to see as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's something that you need to come clean about in life, and it doesn't have to be publicly, but maybe there's something you need to tell your child or your spouse or your whatever, man. You may need to go sit down with your parent. There's a conversation to this day I still need to have with my dad personally, that time is not promised. And then I have a philosophy that I tell my loved ones, if there is a misunderstanding between us, the method of it reaching me absolutely affects how I'm going to deal with it. If I find it versus you came to me with it, we're talking about two different scenarios, because now the sorry and the apology after you've been found caught, to be moving. Yeah. Yeah. You sorry you got caught in this person's mind, as opposed to you sorry about the act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just think all of these can be, if viewed with a certain lens, all of these issues and problems and accusations as they play out, because it's going to be a soap opera, man. This thing going to go all the way into 2024. And just being mindful of how it's going to be treated and dealt with, good, bad, or indifferent, accurate, inaccurate, truths or lies, whatever you have going on, what is it going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be entertainment to the masses either way.
Yeah.
Right. And if it's found that these things don't stick, whatever allegations don't become, there's no evidence to substantiate them, you'll be on to the next thing.
Right.
There'll be another thing.
Yes.
But the message is, I guess the takeaway for me is, don't run for these conversations. Like, whatever, you don't have to, again, you don't have to convict. Like, you don't have to make the conversation in your house about how wrong this person is. But, like, what's the application?
What's the application?
Yeah, how lightly should we all tread as we go through life, not knowing what other people's agendas are, as you said, right, wrong, or indifferent?
And how genuine, and this ties into the initial conversation we had at the top of the episode, the middle, and the conversation we just completed here, the conversations you're having with people, dating, loved ones, family, how genuine are they? Mm. There was a question. I'm big on questions and surveys that are thought-provoking, because it's helpful. It helps me think about things, even if I haven't dealt with it yet. When right. It comes, I can reference some of the thoughts that some of my people that I respect, some of the thoughts they've shared. There was a question about Tim
Ross
Nichols? Is it
Pastor?
No. We went to the podcast.
Locks Lounge.
Yeah, Locks Lounge. He posted a question about relationships and why they aren't lasting anymore. And my response was, I don't think people are having genuine conversations about their actual truths in fear of my significant other may not be ready to embrace my truth, whatever that is or looks like, in fear of I may lose you. So if I have to tell you I'm actually physically into this and this, or I'm my thought process on relationships or marriage or a man and woman in a relationship looks like this, and I feel like you're more conservative or I'm a bit more extreme than what you've presented, that person could be identically matched to what your thought process is. But if the two parties are fearful of having that conversation, y'all never make that bond because each side too scared, too afraid to have the scary conversation. Yeah. So again, stuff like this can come out if you have a certain desire in your heart or in your flesh to move a certain way and you just haven't had this conversation with those people that love and trust and respect you for it to come out a certain way, if that's the case. Again,
yeah,
we can't say the disclaimer enough, but that's just an example of I like to interact this frequent, and the other person may say, well, listen, I don't know how this may sound to you, but I'm a daily interactor. Like, oh,
he's thirsty.
Right. Exactly.
I think it's like if you're scared to find out who you are.
Yes.
Like to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is going to show that to you.
Right.
Like interacting with somebody else is not going to show you truly who you are. It may give you some feedback, but if you're scared to understand who you are as a person, you're only presenting. You're only presenting at that moment. And the next moment you could be something else or, you know, however the wind blows. So
right.
I think another takeaway is that we gotta start running from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've worked on that this year, more so the latter part of again, just understand like what is identity? We had the identity series, we talked about identity. But I think that's a necessary ongoing conversation with men because we could lose it. The moment that we find something to attach to,
yeah,
that has some level of success or some level of fame or some level of envy from other people, like I'm prone to run with that. I have been prone to run with that. Not so much at this stage of life, but like we're all looking for something.
Yeah,
but we don't want to be open and honest that. We haven't found ourselves. We haven't found our thing. Like we, I don't know, man. I don't know, but
no way around it. That goes back to that pride, that ego, you know?
Yeah. But over here we learn out loud. So if you stumbled across this, we didn't tell you to like, share, subscribe. Spend a minute, people.
Yeah. We should
get our feedback. What would you say? We trying to shake back.
Yeah. Shake back.
I heard anytime I hear somebody say that, I know they're from New Orleans. Because
Wait, you did it. No, Louisiana, perhaps. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. There's an interstate beef that New Orleans people think they're the only city in the state of Louisiana.
Touche.
There are other people outside of Louisiana that thinks New Orleans is the only city in Louisiana. We, too, are trendsetters in the state of Louisiana, in north portions of Louisiana, Shreveport to be exact. Shreveport, I can't speak for Alexandria. I don't know a single thing that came out of Alexandria, Louisiana, or Pineville, or Opelousas and Lafayette, Lake George. I don't have anything to do with that.
From Lafayette.
Good for y'all little crawfish festivals and strawberry festivals. I don't care about that. And that's not to slander my state. But I'm here to put on the platform that perhaps came out of Shreveport, Louisiana. They don't even talk like that in New Orleans. They got that from Shreveport. You're welcome. 318.
Yeah, that didn't.
That's your daily message.
Went differently in my mind. So,
yeah.
today's fun facts are brought to you by Jay Black.
Yeah, Jay Black.
Jay Black.
And we're about to beat the Saints this week. So that, how fitting was that? Saints about to lose to Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the near future.
Y'all go 8-8? Or what would y'all be?
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to figure out what the.
If we win, we 9-7. Don't do this.
Oh.
Don't do this. What's y'all record? 10-something?
10-4.
10-4.
We should be 11-3. Actually, 10-5.
I should be a billionaire with a B. I should be a billionaire with a B. Since we doing the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Yeah, I want that for you. That's the difference.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, share, and subscribe. We hope you got something out of this. This felt good, man. No excuses.
Yeah.
The truth is life be lifing.
Life as
it does for everybody. And this is us shaking back.
And the beauty of love is surround your people with understanding of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing worse than somebody you care about or a friend or a relative, you know, ridiculing you or making you feel a certain type of way of you being responsible. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just like, again, fitting in versus acceptance versus tolerance. At the end of the day, importance and responsibility is responsibility.
Yeah.
So when we have to say, hey, hold on a minute. Let me sidebar and get this. And then now, okay, that's settled. Let's do this. Same thing. School yeah, back.
It's all related, man.
It's all related. We here. We're not going anywhere. And keep looking, keep watching, because y'all going to see the Dear Son Network, the Dear Son Show, the Dear Son Podcast.
So much going on.
Financial series.
So much going on.
It's just a lot. And pay attention, because it's going to be right here.
Shout out to the Huge. Love Keisha J. Yes. Studios.
Yes.
Product line is crazy. Very proud of her.
Yeah.
Very proud of her.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do better at making sure she knows that.
Good. Glad to hear.
Growing people.
Growing.
Trying to grow.
Life is about growth and progress.
Y'all got what, 18 locations now?
Don't say that. You're going to freak her out.
Flexion National.
3-4
Yeah. That's the thing.
And it's pushing.
Within a year.
Yeah.
So that's nothing to sneeze at.
I'm thankful for it, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate the support and how much people believe in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for it. I'm appreciative for the support that we get for the Dear Son podcast as well, man. It's not being prideful or boastful, but we have to do better at acknowledging good things in progress. Mm. It's getting to a point now. There are places that I go throughout the DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and people are acknowledging, and they're saying that they listen and they tune in and they enjoy it. And that feels good to hear stuff like that, man. It really
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. I think with the time is far spent.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gon' count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.